You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Robert Lee and Jamie Spence.
Hello and welcome to the Race to Dubai show as Soomin Lee wins his maiden European Tour title with a wire-to-wire victory at a weather-affected Shenzhen International.
I'm really happy. I was excited this weekend. First time European Tour winner and just six even. It was really incredible, so I was really happy.
And we'll hear more from Soomin Lee later in the show. South Africa's Brandon Stone was tied for second place alongside the informed Dutchman, Joost Luiten.
Not a really good week for me and played some consistent golf. I was good on the greens. If I look back the third round when I shot level par, I didn't score enough. And that's maybe that little bit that I needed.
We will review all the action from the Shenzhen International and also look ahead to the next stop on the race to Dubai, the Volvo China Open. Hello, I'm Robert Lee, and alongside me is multi-tour winner on the European Tour, Jamie Spence. Jamie, how are you?
I'm very well, Rob. Morning to you. Morning, everybody.
Yeah, it was a long, long week in China. First of all, weather was horrendous.
It certainly was, yeah. Poured down with rain, fog delays and everything else. But great to get four rounds done. I think had you played three rounds, you had players finishing different days even. So good that the boys are able to get the full four rounds in.
Wire-to-wire win for Soomin Lee, who must have had visions of what happened a few weeks ago in Malaysia when Marcus Fraser pipped him.
Yeah, he had a bad finish there, didn't he? But his speech after that collapse, he double bogeyed two of the last three holes. He didn't seem too perturbed. He said he was going to learn from it, and learn from it he has. It's only his sixth start, and he goes and wins again. He's only 22, so he's got a great future ahead of him.
When the players came back on early Monday morning to play the last six holes, it was Slattery, Levy and Soomin Lee that were tied. And you would have thought, maybe with the experience of the other two, they might have produced the winner.
Yeah, Joost Luiten was just behind as well. You would think that Alexander Levy, with the way he plays, he was probably the favourite. But it was very tight and bunched, Rob. And on that golf course, lots of water, some difficult holes to finish with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of the tee shots, particularly 18 and 17, the par 5, you can get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, I don't fancy that second shot in the 17. Mind you, I'd be laying up, but an 18 as well, going over the water there, tee shot, there's not much fairway to hit either. So great finish there. There's some, in general in China, these modern golf courses, they always seem to concentrate on the finish and have some great holes, and Soomin Lee certainly played the last three holes very, very well.
Oh, and he made a brilliant two at the 16th, the par three, and then to 17, tee shot on top of the hill. Mm. Could have laid up, and in fairness to him, pulled out timber and had a crack at it, knocked it in the middle of the green.
Well, he must have been thinking back to Malaysia, thinking, what should I do? But no hesitation, just smashed it in the middle of the green. Great shot, shot of the week.
And the third round, from the same position, he made a complete mess of it. Mm. So, you know, he had recent history, like 24 hours away.
Yeah, it depends on your mindset, doesn't it? You've got to go out there. He knew that there was lots of players around him. He knew he had to make birdie there, and the shot, the yardage was good for him, and he took it on.
How nice was it then, because he went birdie at 16, eagle at 17. He had that lovely little cushion, a three-shot cushion playing that last hole. Because if you needed something there, it was a really difficult hole to finish on.
Yeah, bogey the last, it doesn't really matter how many you win by. That is a difficult hole, 18. You've got to go over the water and keep it out the hazard and keep it out the bunkers as well. Anything can happen there, and it's a difficult hole. So, yeah, you can't be too far in front.
They must have thought the players, when they had to turn up at 6:30 in the morning Chinese time and there was a fog delay, heart sank.
Well, I think Lee Slattery said he was up at 4:30 every day for 4 days in a row. So, and you're hanging around a lot. So it just wears you out, drains you, actually. And I know you're playing golf, but you're hanging around a lot. And of course, then you have to prepare for your round. So it's difficult.
Brandon Stone, already won this year on the European Tour. And it just seems like they're coming through the floorboards now. Young players that are not afraid.
In his own words, he said he played probably the best, great golf, said the best golf of his life. He won South Africa early in the season. Banging form. He said if he just held a couple of putts, he would have won.
Scott Henn finished on the Sunday and posted a 66 for 13 under par. When they restarted Monday morning, he was only one shot off the lead. There were three people in front of him, and he apparently, allegedly, said he was going to get the 8:30 flight out of Shenzhen to Beijing because he had no chance of winning, and the other still had six holes to play. What do you make of that?
Odd. You know, we don't know whether he took that 8:30 flight. Let's say he did. That's a very... If he did, that's strange, because he could have blown a bit and guys could have collapsed and this, that and the other. So he probably should have hung around. I hope he did.
Maybe he was, you know, like when you... Oh, I'm going, I've missed the cut. But you get to the airport and you're on your mobile phone. What's the cut now?
Probably, yeah.
What's the cut now?
Yeah, I've done that before. I've been waiting to check in and then suddenly you make the cut and you make your way back. That's not too bad. You don't mind doing that. But the fact that you're in the same country for two weeks, you might as well hang around anyway.
So Hen finished 13 under par and was out of there on Monday morning. And Suman Lee, I think, posted 16 for the win.
Mm.
So in the end, Scott Hen absolutely spot on.
And Scott Hen is turning into a bit of a player, isn't he?
He is, in his later days,
shall
we say. A late flowerer.
Yeah, he hits the ball a long way.
Yeah,
I think he's just learning how to hold a few putts. He's always hit the ball really well, and he's got a bit angry on the golf course, you'd have to say. He struggled with losing his rag at times, and he seems to control that. And he's certainly holding a few putts.
Suman Lee came into the year and became an affiliate member of the tour, which you have to pay money for to do that. But it shows intent, doesn't it, when you're coming from nowhere?
Yeah, he said he's... can't wait to go and play in Europe. You never know what the Asian players want to do. They might want to stay in their own backyard and play golf, or some of them want to go to the PGA Tour, like Song Yul Ngo. So Suman Lee's really keen to come to Europe, and we'll welcome him.
Well, let's hear from Suman Lee, obviously thrilled with his breakthrough on the European Tour.
I'm really happy. I was excited this weekend. First time European Tour winner, and just six even. It was really incredible, so... I was really happy.
I'm very proud because you led after round one, two, three, and four.
Yeah. I don't know. I was first round leader, second round leader, third round leader. When I finish, I know that. So really, really proud of myself. Yeah.
Tell me about this morning. 16 with birdie and 17 with eagle.
I have two meter par. But I made it, so... confidence, and then one more time par safe, and then I made it birdie and eagle, so yeah.
And did you think you had won it then, when you had that eagle, because you moved ahead?
I felt number 16, I made it, and 17 tee shot, I hit it very good, so I thought I have a chance.
How were nerves? Yesterday you said you were nervous for front nine, today you looked relaxed.
Yesterday, really, really nervous, but have a many break time, and then this morning I felt really comfortable.
That's always what players talk about, Jamie, is their comfort levels when they're in a situation where, you know, when they're right on the edge.
Yeah, it's difficult being up. It's a mental game, isn't it? Golf is a mental battle. It's not just the physical side of the game. All these guys can hit the ball, hit it straight. You watch them on the range, it's difficult to pick one apart from the other.
That's true, yeah.
Quite frankly, they all hit the ball well. But it's coping with the nerves and what it means, and then the mind races, and controlling your heart rate as well. And your adrenaline, realising that you're going to hit the ball a bit further when the adrenaline is pumping, and the putts as well. It's, you get a 10-footer downhill and the blood's going, you've got to really slow down. And you can only learn that through experience. So I'm sure that experience he had in Malaysia really helped him.
He's got a good swing.
Yeah, all the Koreans are very well taught, aren't they? They all swing the club very, very well, and they seem to be very, very calm under pressure.
Well, Lee is the seventh South Korean to win on the European Tour. The 22-year-old is the sixth first-time winner this season. Gains his largest European Tour prize. It's a decent one too, €412,353. And your European Tour exemption until the end of the 2018 season. And you know, money's important when you're young. You need a bit of a bank balance to keep going, Jamie, but so are exemptions.
Nice to know where you're going to play, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can come and play in all the big events. He'll be there at Wentworth, and in a few weeks' time, he just take his pick of where he wants to play for a few years. So a great position to be in.
Well, Dutchman Joost Luiten was tied for second, two shots behind Suman Lee.
14 under, nice birdie on the last to give yourself a chance. But it looks like I just will just come up short. But it's been another really good week for me, and I played some consistent golf. I was good on the greens. If I look back the third round when I shot level par, I didn't score enough. And that's maybe that little bit that I needed.
Joost has been a good player for a long time, but a streaky player. When he's on, there's no flag you can hide from him.
Yeah, he's a great iron player. He really is. I wouldn't say he's a streaky player this year. Six top tens, run up the last two events. He's been incredibly consistent, Joost. He wants to get in that Ryder Cup side. If he keeps playing like this, it's bound to happen.
Well, second last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
It's going to happen for him, I think. And been unlucky not to maybe get in a playoff last week in Valderrama. So... yeah, he's on top form. And normally when someone's playing this well this time of year, they seem to keep going. So good signs for Joost.
Well, Joost is going on to Beijing. We'll see how he does on a brand new golf course the very next week on the European Tour. South African's Brandon Stone was the other man to finish tied for second.
I played great. I really did. From Thursday all the way through to Monday, I've really hit the ball great. a little bit frustrating in the end. They hit some great putts there on 16 and 17 that really should have gone in. I thought they were in the whole way. But 14 under par, can't really complain.
Again, we're talking about youth coming to the fore. He's broken through at a very young age on the European Tour, Stone.
Oh, yeah. Well, winning your National Open is a huge step for a young man. Probably surprised himself a bit there, but he's kept going. You can't say that was a one-off because his form has progressed, played excellently well last week in Shenzhen. So, yeah, Brandon Stone's got a huge future.
And England's Lee Slattery started Monday with a share of the lead, but eventually finished in a tie for fourth.
It was one step too far this morning, I think. I think another 4 o'clock wake up this morning, fourth day on the bounce, you know, finishing every day at 7 o'clock, it was just a little bit too much for me. You know, I didn't feel 100% last week in Spain and the long flight, the jet lag. I mean, it's the strangest feeling playing golf when you're this tired, but it was just too much for me today. And, you know, didn't hit the ball well this morning, didn't hit it well on the range, pure tiredness. But it's been a great week and, you know, there's a lot of good stuff to take out of it.
A lot of players, after the battering they got at Valderrama, you can understand what he's saying, Jamie.
So as he said, it's a lot to cope with. You know, you had a tough week, Valderrama. Rushed out to get to China, and he's done really well. I tell you what, I thought he's swinging the best, I think, he's ever swung it.
I think he's always been a good swinger.
I watched him last week. I thought, well, Willie, you are swinging it well, and I think it was very honest and appraisal of his own game there. Biggest check of his. Of the year for Lee, so he's got to be happy with that.
Well, Jamie, the top 10 from the Shenzhen International, please.
Well, Robin Tide, eighth is Torbjörn Ullesson, Nacho Elvira, Rickard Karlberg, and the big-hitting Bubba Watson. In seventh was Bradley Dredge. Good week for Bradley. In fourth, Alexander Levy, Lee Slattery, and Scott Hend. Tied second, Brandon Stone and Joost Luiten. And the winner, Soomin Lee.
Beautifully done. And the top 10 in the Race to Dubai standings.
Well, Soomin Lee's jumped up to 10th spot, Rob. Charles Schwartzel's in 9. Joost is moved up to 8th spot. Lee Westwood at 7. Brandon Grace at 6, recent winner on the PGA Tour. 5th, Henrik Stenson. Rory's at 4. Rafa Cabrera-Bello at 3. Louis Oosthuizen at 2. And Danny Willett, the Masters champion, number 1.
And the fancy Race to Dubai tips. I went for Ricardo Gouveia, who missed the cut. And Ewan Murray went for Lee Hao Tong. And he... missed the cut.
Good tipping.
Pretty sad
well done.
Performance.
Very, very good.
But
yeah, very good.
Can I tell you, really keen to get it right this week.
Yeah, really good.
Yes, really keen. And remember, the European Tour's Fantasy Race to Dubai is well underway. Be sure to go to My European Tour at europeantour.com to see the Fantasy 3 to watch for this week's Volvo China Open. Ryder Cup standings, Jamie. We're a little bit away, I know, but still it's important.
No, I agree. We've got to start reading these out because it's getting to the nitty-gritty stage, isn't it? European points list, 4 off of that is Danny Willett, Rory McIlroy, Matt Fitzpatrick and Andy Sullivan. And then 5 off the world point list would be Henrik Stenson, Justin Rose, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, Sergio Garcia and Søren Kjeltsen, plus 3 captain's picks, of course.
How does that 9 look to you?
It's looking really strong, isn't it?
Yeah,
Strong. I'll take those 9. I'm sure Darren would as well.
Who do you think is missing that you'd like to have in the team?
Well, Lee Westwood did really well, didn't he? I got to think if Lee just keeps playing similar golf,
great masters,
you know, he's got to be a strong contender, great match player, and bring some experience to the team. I like Thomas Peters. I think the course out there will suit him. It's just whether these rookies and new players can cope with the Ryder Cup. We don't know that until they.
I would back Peters to come.
I would as well.
Yeah, I would as well.
I mean, he's a favourite player, isn't he? Joost Luiten, obviously, you've got to have a chance. But look a bit further down. Shane Lowry, he's sort of gone down to the 20s. Very surprising. Martin Kaymer, he's not into the team yet. Neither is Graham McDowell, Ian Poulter.
It's a long haul. People forget what a long haul it is to get into the team. There's only 9 spots that you play your way in. You've got to play well pretty much, unless you have like a major win somewhere or a WGC, you've got to play well week in, week out.
Well, you've got quite a few huge tournaments, haven't you, coming up June, July time. So I'm sure that list is going to change. There's big points, but they've got to get cracking. Victor Dubuisson is another one. Haven't talked about him. Jamie Donaldson hold the winning putt. He's in 15th place on the world points.
Could be big changes.
Well. Yeah, so there's a lot of big players not in the team yet.
Now, in other news, on the PGA Tour, Charlie Hoffman won the Valero Texas Open. Hoffman birdied the final hole to finish 12 under par, one shot clear of fellow American Patrick Reed. It's the 39-year-old's 4th PGA Tour title. Good swinger, Charlie Hoffman, don't you think?
Yeah, I fancied him for the Masters, actually. He did well last year in the Masters. I thought he'd do well there. So, Yeah, held a good putt in the last there to win. Disappointment for Luke Donald, 74. Shoots 69.
Podrick had a bad last day as well.
Yeah, we can all say if I did this and if I did that, but 69, Luke will be kicking himself this morning, I'm sure.
And Patrick Reed will be kicking himself because he hit two magnificent shots into 17 and into 16 and didn't convert either of them. Made a birdie at the last, but he was one out. So well done to Charlie Hoffman, who, in fairness to him, has been playing really well for sort of 3 days and not having a good Sunday for the last month or so. And now at last he's converted. And his track record around that golf course, the TPC of San Antonio, has been stellar. Good win for Hoffman, no doubt about that. And, of course, he will have an eye on a US Ryder Cup position. Now, the top 10 in the world rankings, Jamie, please.
Well, it's a really strong top 10, Rob, as you come to expect. 10th place, Justin Rose. 9th place, the Masters champion, Danny Willett. Dustin Johnson's at 8. Adam Scott, not playing in the Olympics, Adam, number 7. Henrik Stenson at 6. Ricky Fowler's at 5. Bubba's at 4. Rory's at 3. Jordan Spieth at 2. And Jason Day is still number 1.
Very good indeed. Now, tickets for the 2016 British Masters, supported by Sky Sports, are now on general sale for the final 3 rounds of the European Tour event at The Grove. The opening round has now been completely sold out, but tickets for the final 3 rounds are available jointly via www.europeantourtickets.com and www.sky.com/tickets. The Dundonald Links in North Ayrshire, Scotland, has been chosen to host the Aberdeen Asset Management Scottish Open for the first time in July 2017. Of course, you play, Jamie?
No, I haven't played it, Rob.
No, I've not played it either.
No.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yeah, looking forward to seeing it. Love a bit of links golf. And Rory McIlroy has confirmed he will play in the 100th Open de France at the brilliant Le Golf National in June, of course. That will be the scene for the Ryder Cup in 2018. The four-time major winner says he is adding the tournament to his schedule as part of his preparations for the Open Championship at Royal Troon in July. And it's great that Rory McIlroy has chosen the French Open as opposed to playing in the Bridgestone in America, Jamie.
Best course we play on the European Tour schedule, in my opinion, French National. Stunning finish. I've had a few good results there, Rob, funnily enough. I don't know why.
It only suits the good ball strikers, Jamie.
Well, I think lucky strikers as well. I managed to ball my way around there and come run up to Retief Goose in one. Yeah.
You have to golf your ball around.
Yeah, no, it's a great course. You've got to hit all the shots, and I think it's a good pick from Rory, especially if you've got the Ryder Cup coming up there in a few years' time. And also the Grove as well for the British Masters. That's a good course as well. Go down there. If it's good enough for President Obama, it's good enough for us, Rob.
Well, the Grove normally has greens in impeccable condition.
Very
normally.
Quick. Yeah, it's a good course.
Yeah, interesting. And very easy to get through around the top end of the M25 as well, the Grove.
And you can go and see Harry Potter in the
Harry
afternoon.
Potter's world
Harry
around
Potter's there.
You might go in there before you go out and play and get a little magic wand and wave it all over your golf ball before you tee off. Little Harry Potter magic. Thank you so much. And Jordan Smith sealed a maiden victory on the European Challenge Tour with an emphatic wire-to-wire victory in the Red Sea Egyptian Challenge at Sokna Golf Club. The Englishman shot a final round 3 under par 69 to finish 18 under, 2 shots clear of a group of 3 on 16 under par. Now, the next tournament on the European Tour schedule is the Volvo China Open. So 2 weeks in China, and we're in Beijing this time on a brand new golf course, the Topwin Golf and Country Club. Home golfer Wu Eshun is the defending champion from 2015, and Alex Levy won it the year before.
Yeah, it's nice. I love China. I think I finished top 4, and that's cool. I am in a good direction, and I just be patient, and I'm really happy to be next week. It's true, I give a lot of energy this week, but I go to keep focus on the rest the first 2 days, and after do a good job for the week, yeah.
And of course, Alex Levy, one of the quartet who broke the record for the quickest hole played, Jeremy.
Yeah, it was great viewing that, wasn't it? Didn't they? Oh, great shot by Levy as well.
34 seconds, just over 34
Incredible.
Seconds. Yeah, it was Roman Vettel off the tee.
Yeah.
Then it was second shot to the fourth, tiny little target
at
Valderrama with an iron on the par 5.
Great shot.
Knocks it on, and a 2-putt from Jacqueline and Havre.
Yeah, Havre rolled it down from about 20 feet, and Jacqueline tapped it in.
34
they're not going to
beat
that. They're not going to beat that.
I can't see any. It's got
unless they stiff the second shot.
Well, the rule is it's got to be over 500 yards.
Yeah.
And you're playing the second shot so quickly, there's hardly time to line it up. To hit a better shot than he did is very unlikely.
Well, Denmark did well as well, because they hit the second shot in the bunker. And Torbjörn Olsson rolled in a 20-footer for their 4. So they did it. They were very good.
He held a great putt.
Yeah,
did they look depressed to you when they sort of finished
they
out the Danes?
They looked very happy when they were doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Spanish didn't look quite so happy.
No, Sergio's team came up wanting. But did you see Bubba Watson's attempt?
No, I didn't, know.
So in China, the week at Shenzhen, there's a par 5, you can go right round. Or if you can carry it 320, you can go straight for the green. over the lake.
Yeah.
So he busts it over the lake and it lands in the greenside bunker. And one of his mates hits the bunker shot to 2 feet and they tap in. He did it in about 16 seconds or something.
That doesn't count.
I ruled it out because it's got to be a straight hole. You can't be taking shot to the green.
From the tee to the flag, it's got to measure 500 yards.
Well,
and as the crow flies.
As the crow flies, that's correct. What about the field? Who's playing?
Well, Bernd Wiesberger's coming over. You've got Joost Luiten and Brandon Stone. They're playing. Ross Fischer, Tommy Fleetwood, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Pablo Larrazabal. So it's a good field, Rob.
Yeah, and with that good field and your eagle eye that has already been cast over the entire field, who are you picking for your tip?
Well, I think I've plucked one out.
Oh, yeah, I like a plucker.
I think so, yes.
I like a clever plucker.
I've got one here that he played well at Valderrama, just under the radar. And he's come out here to play Alex Noren, I'm going to select.
Saw Alex hitting a couple of shots in Valderrama, and he looked good.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, no, he looked good.
Oh, good.
Hell of a nice fella, Alex.
Yeah, good player.
Yeah.
He's won quite a few times now, so, he's my selection. What about you? Who's missing the cut this week?
Well, I had a miscut with Ricardo Gouveia last week, and I'm torn, Jamie. I'm torn. I'm thinking Joost Luiten. Can you go, statistically, can you go second win? It's highly unlikely. He could do.
Why would he not have another good week?
Of course he can. But to just
so can Stone.
Yeah, so could Torbjørn Erlandsson. Yeah. So could Bernd Wiesberger.
So which one of the favourites are you going to plump for?
Well, you haven't exactly pulled out a chopper out of the pile. You know,
he's not a favourite, though, is he?
He's a very good player, Alex Noren. And I like your thinking.
Okay. What's your thinking?
My thinking is...
Who's booking his flight Friday afternoon?
I have given a first-class seat on Friday afternoon to Bernd Wiesberger.
Bad luck, Bernd.
I'm going for Big Bernd to do the business in China, in Beijing, on a new course, because everyone... Quite often you get rookies that haven't learned the course. Everyone's coming to the party at the same time. So I'm going to go for Bernd Wiesberger.
I like Bernd Wiesberger. Again, he's one of these players I thought would get the Ryder Cup team, I must say. But he's got some work to do, but he's a top player.
Do you know, for these guys that are top players, it's one great week somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
And then they're in the mix.
Win this and it helps, obviously. And confidence-wise, going into the meat of the season.
Any information on the course, Jamie?
Well, I know it's an Ian Woosnam design, Robert. Pretty tight. Parkland, obviously lots of water as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a test for the players.
They like a big-name designer in China, don't they?
They certainly do, yeah. Woozy's been out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he'd have enjoyed that.
I'm sure he would have done many trips to get it just right. I'm looking forward to seeing it, that's for sure. Volvo China Open. Let's hope the weather's better than the weather they had in Shenzhen.
It should be. I played Beijing. It's a nice place to go to.
And, of course, I am pulling for Bernd Wiesberger, and you are pulling for...
Alex Noren.
Fantastico. That's it for now. Please join us next week when we will review the Volvo China Open and look ahead to the Trophy Hassan Dur in Morocco. Until then, you can stay up to date with all the latest news from the European Tour via Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. But for now, from Jamie Spence...
Goodbye, everybody.
And myself, Robert Lee. Have a great time in China. You won't be going, but you can certainly watch it on telly. We'll see you next week.